The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
I just got this so you can watch it 8 or 9 hours from now. But Suni Lee has won the gold medal for the women's gymnastics individual all around. So, Simone Biles.
Spoiler alert. Well,
thank God. Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah.
You know, they qualified 1 and 2.
Highest. She was in there. Yeah. But it doesn't really matter now because one of them showed up and the other one didn't. So nice job. Suni Lee breaking out the gold. Now she gets all those endorsements, hopefully. Good on her. Way to pick up the ball and run. That's pretty good. So they got that. But, you know, you don't get to see that because it happened in the middle of the night or early this morning. And, unless you were up watching it at 5:30, you didn't see that. So you'll see it tonight when Mike Tirico reruns it. I watched some rugby yesterday. That was pretty great. Fiji versus New Zealand.
But those Fijians.
Oh, they're so into this.
Don't get in their way.
I didn't know that. They won the gold last time. Mm-hmm. And this is what we need. And don't fight me on this. The whole country closed for a week.
What?
Yeah. A national celebration of the Fijian.
Well, the country's the size of
America.
Well,
it takes an hour to shut down the streets.
Yeah, okay. It wouldn't take us long if we were all on the same page to say, let's close. It's not hard to ask Simone Biles. It's not hard to just stop doing everything immediately if we're all on the same page. But the problem is we would never be on that page. Why are we doing this? You get one person, what the hell we do this for the stupid Olympics? This is stupid. Like, dude, we're going to take a week off and have a party.
I'm not doing it for the Olympics.
Some guy emailed and he said, and I saw something similar to this. I don't know if it was the same thing, where they had this college kid interviewing other college kids. And it was edited in a way that led the narrative this direction. But they were basically talking to other kids on this campus saying, what do you think of the Olympics and do you root for the United States? And they picked out the ones who said, I would never root for anybody from the United States because of the genocide and the things country's built on. I would never, ever take my time to – so they basically taught an entire generation of people, a small group of them, but maybe they're allowed to hate the United States. It's cool to be against us as a nation. It's cool to be – like to speak traitorous.
Pussies.
It's a jerk-off move, but they basically – this one girl was just fired up about how can you ever put on the red, white – I'm like, there she is at like a college campus. And I'm like, you are taking full advantage of the – I bet she has a loan from the government and all that other stuff. And I'm like, shut your mouth.
Even, you know, when I was in college, I mean, this is, you know, years ago, you'd have a friend that would go overseas to work for whether it's UNICEF or something like that. And they'd come back and they're just –
I'll never live in this place again.
We're such a country of gluttony and we don't care. And they're all on fire for the cause. And about 3 months later, they settle back into it like it'll realize.
Well, now our new thing is to be to shame ourselves into you know, being the worst thing that's ever happened to this planet. And meanwhile, they know nothing of all other countries. They know nothing
know
of all
so,
other
so
empires.
New, I think in the '80s when I was in college, there was always a segment.
There's always a little group, but it seems now to be like the cooler thing. Like waving the flag ain't cool.
Oh, 100%.
You walk around right now. I the first time in my life this July 4th, I thought, do I put my flag up? I'm like, what the hell's wrong with it? Yes, of course I do.
Only hillbillies do that.
Right. It's white
it's
trash.
It's become almost the rebel flag.
Yep. To not everybody.
No.
But to the people who are noisy about it. Yeah, having the flag out is an announcement that you're a Trump fan.
You're dumb.
Right. It's a like they've and to a certain degree, you have to almost blame Trump for being... For tribalizing the flag.
Yeah. All flags.
Yeah. And that's not just him, but that they made it so that was a centerpiece. We own the flag. No, we own the flag. No, we do. And they won it. They won the flag.
Oh. Yeah, you're not throwing a Biden flag in the back of your bro-dozer.
It's the excitement. The comedian that was on with Melissa Villaseñor was great. He goes, man, I'm a Biden guy, but I kind of wish I was a Trump guy because people are like, you support Joe Biden? Yeah, Biden. And so somebody goes, are you a Trump guy? Oh, yeah, I'm a Trump guy, yeah!
That's true, though.
Yeah, it's true. Funny, but true. There's like an, like an exceptional amount of energy behind being a righty. They're excited. Like Tommy Vex was here last night.
Yeah.
And not, I don't even know if people that like his music, but I have a friend of mine who likes him and goes, but I have a feeling one of the biggest reasons he likes him is because he stands up for that side. And he's black, so it makes him look even more like, ah, see, we got one. That's kind of one of those deals.
We got one of them.
Look, one of them is on our team. And again, it goes back to the 19. One of the good ones. And like, oh, here we go. This argument is going to start all over. But yeah, so it's weird because watching that thing, you know, we talked about why the Olympics aren't popular and everything else. Because it's not cool to be patriotic. Not as cool. It certainly is not as cool to wave the flag and say, I love it here. So you'll get into an argument with somebody. And I, you know, so it's kind of like, man, keep it to yourself so you don't stir anything up. But I, and again, I'll get emails, oh, it's not true. Not everybody. But ask a military guy, it's like they're tired of it. People barking about how miserable it is. And the reason you can do that is because you live in a country that allows it.
And it stinks for the, you know, the athletes to a certain extent because all the hard work that they do still for the Olympics, it's not like it's gone away.
No.
They train just as hard. And
right. But you can't, you know, and everybody keeps saying that, you know, you got to be one side or the other. The flag doesn't represent one side. It's great.
Got to be compromised somewhere.
Yeah, you shouldn't worry about putting a flag in front of your house of the country you live in because you're worried that the people down the street are not going to judge you as a
your gay neighbors judge you when you put out your flag?
You know what? I probably.
I think they do.
They know me.
That's a huge judgment on my part. But
you know what's crazy? They know me. Like, we know each other a little bit, like joking around. But I think that, you know, they'll make a joke.
If they hadn't known you.
I think Michael would. Troy would be all right. Michael would be like, oh, nice flag, Donald. But it would be just to rib me, which is all he's allowed to do. Just the ribs, Michael.
How you get there is up to you.
Yeah, well, no, because you can get in from the outside.
I don't know. How that goes down.
Yeah, you know how you can get to the ribs from external to internal. Just outer, external poking of the ribs. No, but yeah, I don't think so. But I think if you put the flags up, it turns his eye. Like, oh, I see.
Keith wrote in, there's no Biden supporters, only Trump haters.
That's not true. But there is a good portion of people who he's the left because they hate the right.
Yeah. No, not 100%. But it's kind of like you said that comedian said. I mean, it's like, Biden, all right, cool. Yeah. Well, Trump!
They're in. The Trumpies are in. Yeah, there's no, like, fervor for Joe Biden. How could there be?
No.
He's a little bit, you just want to stay calm. It's like being a beekeeper, that guy. But, yeah, so it was an interesting little documentary. But I don't know if it was done by a like if it was one of those liberal colleges, like when New Hampshire had language things and they wouldn't allow you to. I don't know if it was one of those colleges. I don't know where it was. But they were basically saying patriotism is for wealthy people. It's for the lucky. There's no reason to celebrate this country. And I was like, man, this is just
the importance of the flag in general.
Yeah.
It's gone down for sure.
Just the symbolism of
overall saying, oh, you're not American unless you.
Again, we allowed it to happen, but it got trench warfare using the flag against itself. Who's going to own it? Which side owns it? And then the side that owned it, the other side had to attack them and make them look crazy. And we didn't help it by running around waving it in other people's faces.
You know. Who doesn't have to worry about that is any athlete on the Russian Olympic Committee.
They're not getting anything.
The ROC.
I like that because they're so crooked that they have to show up. What is that? You're not allowed to be here, Russia. You're now the Russia. You get to fly the Olympic Committee flag because you're so crooked. But they still showed up, so just let them be there. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
They can dope away.
You're still saying Russians every time
they Russian Olympic contingency. What's the Russians? Well, no, not really. I like the
They're the Rock.
I like that nation of refugees. You see, yes. Now, and that's my favorite. They don't win anything, but there's like, when they walk them in, they're like, here's the refugees.
There's a collection of refugees.
Collection of refugees.
Nobody claims them.
Got no home, but they're training somewhere, usually Carolina. They're up there at UNC training. That one's from Iran. That one's from Kenya. This one's a Haitian. Do they celebrate together? Do they live in the same spots?
Is there an anthem?
What are they? Well, they play the Olympic theme.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they just wave the Olympic flag, but they're not going to win anything.
How insulting is that? I just won a goddamn
insulting.
Medal.
They're just happy to not be wherever they're from.
Yes, you're right. But still, aren't you proud of your own country's anthem?
You know what they should play? Do you know what they should play? Say, and now, please rise for the anthem of the refugees.
We're a couple of misfits.
Yes.
Not a couple of nitwits. You can't fire me. I
thought you were going to say Tom Seems Petty for a
I don't
minute.
Fit in.
No. Hermie and Rudolph. It works. Jeremy's headed out there this morning. He's got a road trip today. Signal Butte and Warner. Ooh, he's cooking. That's pretty good. That's a haul. Signal Butte and Warner out there in the East Valley. If you want to go out, he's at the Safeway. You can drop off some water for us, Operation Hydration. Cooking right along, right in the center of it. The Phoenix Rescue Mission's doing their water drive every summer. We're happy to help. And you guys have done a great job. Let's fill that truck out there. Signal Butte and Warner. He also has Slipknot tickets today, Korn and Stain stuff. He's going to be handing out a whole bunch of things out there. While you shake hands, say hi, and do the right thing for a water drive. If you can't make it out there, Porta Subs is helping us out. That's an awesome thing. Rehab Monster helps us the whole way through this. Lerner and Rose there. But if you want to drop off, you can go to Larry H. Miller. They'll help you out. Drop it off in the far west up there, and then you go to any of Porta Subs. They'll drop off, or you can just bring them here to our station.
We have some belated thanks. Your alma mater, in addition to that one there, Coach Bill Godsell of the Dobson Mustangs.
Football Coach Bill Godsell.
That's the one. They collected, I believe, around 50 cases of water and donated it to us.
Godsell? Predecessor Mike Clark.
He's all right.
He didn't have no DZ on his
team. Let me tell you this. He's the Tito Jackson to my Randy. Now, the Michael Jackson, of course, with Derek Zellner. We all know who the real star of the show was.
Just happy to be in the game.
Shoot. Well, that's the biggest mistake Dobson ever made, put that Godsell in charge. You had Derek Zellner chomping at the bit to be the head coach. And now he's over there at Gilbert, and guess what's happened there? 19 straight world championships. I don't know if you noticed that, but they got 19. They had to build a wing for their trophies. Goddamn DZ.
This close from getting into the NFL.
And you sucks out there think you got a football coach. Look at him kissing ass to that fart joke-telling alumnist. Shit. Suck you, Godsell. Courtesy Clark. No, that's awesome. Dobson dropped off a boatload of water.
Yeah, a boatload.
So thank you to my alma mater, Dobson High School, Mustang Pride. And then Megan Ryan Asher from the Logan at Joe Max, Logan Property Management. They dumped off 107 cases.
Man.
It's great. So thank you to Megan Ryan Asher from the Logan at Joe Max. I don't know what that means.
She wrote it.
Sounds like an awesome club.
Logan Property Management. It does sound cool. That's very nice.
And I got to get my alma mater on this thing.
Gilbert?
Gilbert's screwing around.
What the hell's going on? Derek Zellner on there to just conjure up some water.
Get those animal husbandry
kids out there. He walks on water, you know, I mean.
That's exactly right. You want to see something cool? You want a water drive? Watch this. DZ! Get your suck ass out there. Walk on water for the kids. They're going to love this. Shoot. Get the suck out of here. DZ can produce natural water through his urine. Cleanest water you ever drank.
Lived off it for 3 years.
It's goddamn spring coming out of him. Shoot! Little Ricky Strumpf over there urinating herpes and blood. And DZ's throwing out Aquafina spring water. We used to do that during football practice here in the hot, hot summers. What's going on over there, TC and Toby Wright? You got yourself a hydration problem. Why don't you go lick the sweat off Zellner? That's the cleanest water Earth can provide you.
The team huddled around him for water breaks.
Every time. And he said, Derek, squirt. And just shot out every pore like one of them wacky Wally weenies, whatever them things are. Firing water to the team. You thought it was great when Jesus gave loaves of bread. Please. Each pore on Derek Zellner's perfect body was a source of water and life.
DZ fed 6,000.
We saw a couple of them fish flopping around there in Scottsdale after the storm the other day. DZ made a lake with his sweat glands. Fish are living in the freshest water they've ever lived in.
Largest hatchery in the United States now.
And these sucks out here think they can bottle water and stop it all. We could stop homelessness with DZ. People just living in a shadow. Cute. Coach Clark likes you, Gotson. You're doing a cute job over there. How many championships he got? None. I'm up one on him. All right.
Yeah, zero. Sorry, Coach.
I got one championship, and it's the best one Arizona ever did see.
I think today might be the last day at camp for Bill Godsell before school starts.
You going back in?
Yep.
Well, enjoy your 7-5
finishing
season,
up
Godsell.
The 2 days.
You ain't winning. One thing I learned about being football coach at Dobson High School. Can't win a championship without a guy named Derek Zellner behind center.
Can't at all?
Can't do it. And then when he leaves, it's just, you know, what am I supposed to do? I got this kid named Raymond. He ain't going to do nothing. And nobody there. Nobody. We never won nothing after Derek, and there's a reason why. Shoot.
Was Coach Clark like Coach Kilmer from Varsity Blues? I mean, just that intense
football coach? He looked like a cop.
Oh, really?
He just had a little brown mustache, balding brown hair. The bike shorts, the too tight a shirt, whistle. I think he came to Tony Romo's once with the whistle around his neck. Shoot. You call that a beef rib? Derek Zellner's got one of them hanging off his midsection. He's not even fully developed yet. Wait till he gets through college.
Throws food to Africa.
Throws. Yeah, that's right. It doesn't need no airdrop. DZ, we got a couple open Africans down there in South Sudan. Why don't you toss some meat over there? You just stand on Florida, start chucking meat to Africa. Fed them. Pretty awesome. So thank you, Dobson High. Coach Godsell, I hate to be the one. I hope he's the same. I hope he's a disciple of Clark.
Off the coaching tree?
And he won't cuss. Shoot, you sucks. That was the best. Everybody around here is equal. Never forget that day. All right, on down the line. Nobody's different here. Nobody's different. Ricky Strump, Derek Zellner. Derek Zellner's a football star, superstar, quarterback of the team. Ricky Strump over there eats out of the garbage cans. Nobody in here is different. I don't want to point it out at all. None of you are different. I treat you all the same, don't I, Derek? You want to back up?
Sorry to bring this up, but they went 2-6 last year.
Dobson High? It's a COVID year.
Oh, that's right. Doesn't count.
They didn't field any Zellners. Who can't catch COVID, by the way. He is the immunity.
How did Gilbert do then?
Yeah, what was Gilbert's record?
Yeah, we
how
what
did
DZ
do? 7-0. Not only did they defeat Chandler at homecoming, they also beat COVID the entire way. They struck it back. Shoot, Derek Zellner's losses are still better than your wins. Yeah, how did Gilbert football do? I wonder if he still calls him. Do you do that? Because they always say that in like Hall of Fame speeches. They talk to their high school. My high school football coach meant the world to me. I'm like, I don't know that I have anyone in high school that I would have stayed in touch with no matter how much they meant to me in high school.
Any teacher?
Yeah,
teacher-wise?
Yeah. I mean, even a coach or a teacher, anything. It was just, I don't know that it was that. And it's always the ones that end up in the Hall of Fame that kept their relationship with their high school coach.
My mom was at some charity benefit a couple weeks ago. She goes, I ran into your sophomore year American history teacher.
Your mom knows.
My mom, that he was there, and she came up to him and said, "Oh, Bunny, but is Brady here?" And again, he's like, "Really enjoyed having him. I'll never forget the paper he turned in on graph paper."
This was the graph paper teacher.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
1980. Yeah.
Good God,
Mr. Hensey.
Was your mom in a hospice or something?
No, but it might have been raising money for a hospital.
Your parents were way too involved in your life to remember your teacher's 40
years. She didn't remember. He came up to her.
That's impressive. Well, you're a memorable sort.
All it took was one written report on graph paper.
Did he come over and go, Mrs. Bogan, how are you? I was your son's social studies teacher years and years ago.
Oh, hi. How are you?
How did your boy pass?
He's still alive.
Oh, that is shocking. Yeah. All right. Do you still have that Torp character living?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to give you a run. You think your mom would do that? And Torp goes?
Summer of Love?
A little wild ride?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. No.
You don't? I do. Torp said it on the air. It's been nearly 30 years since she last got action-packed, fun-filled evening.
He might have been farming it out at the time. I don't know.
Yeah, he's always just one and done, and he couldn't get it up yeah. when he got home. Maybe. Anyway, Jeremy's out at Safeway, Signal Butte, and Warner Road, Operation Hydration. Get all that water out there and help him out. I am so frazzled by the Bob Odenkirk stuff that this breaking, because I'm telling him, his son tweeted something out and said he's going to be okay, which is great.
But they all say
but it's a heart right, condition.
But it's a heart right? thing, and he, yeah, they're not saying it was a heart attack, but it was a heart issue that put Odenkirk in the hospital in Albuquerque, and it's hot there. Everybody thought dehydration, whatever. No, it's a heart issue. And this just slows down production of the final season of a show that I'm completely locked in on.
Stable condition.
I understand that. We got to get a pacemaker in him and pump him full of whatever and get his ass out there because Jonathan Banks, who plays Airman Trout, is almost 80. Of all the people in this show that I thought might die, Odenkirk was the one I was least concerned about. But he's the most important one. You could write around if Mike Ehrmantraut dies by saying, oh, we had to send him off to Germany and occasionally have an impressionist do the phone call from Mike because it's not that tough. But if Odenkirk dies, show over. We get no ending. I can't live like that, Brady.
Paul Sura's got to be having a heart attack with this.
I've got to keep him on his
BP
meds.
He's going to be right next to Bob.
I've got to keep him clear of this. Paul is addicted to the show, and it's all him, but he is okay as it stands now. But the production on this thing's been delayed by COVID. It's been delayed, and it's just time is passing, and this cast is ancient.
When is it supposed to re-air? When's it supposed to premiere?
I think I saw that it was supposed to go in February.
Okay.
But now it's got to be later than that.
I would think,
because they got to reshoot all of Odenkirk's endings while he's sitting in the hospital. So they're shooting everything without him now, all the scenes without him, and hopefully they can get that done. They have 5 left to film. It's driving me bananas, but I keep reading this stuff, and you just want, like, those are those moments. Has there ever been a show? I mean, The Sopranos had the entire premise of the show was ruined after the first year when Nancy Marchand died. And they had to rethink how they were going to tell the story of an overbearing mother and a mob boss, because that was the crux of the reason he was in therapy was because of his mother. And his mother was the one that, you know, it was basically the story was this guy's in charge of the entire mafia in New Jersey and yet can't control his mom. His mom is still got overbearing mother issues. And she passed away in real life, Olivia. And they had to write her out. So when they did, remember the episodes in season 2 where they kind of had old clips of her?
Yeah.
And then they'd shoot from behind somebody in a dress that, you know, while Tony yelled at her and stuff, and it was awkward. But they got through it, and they just eliminated it. They had to rewrite the entire kind of arc of the show to be more just
did
Tony.
Did a pretty good job.
Oh, they did an amazing job. It actually probably made it a little better, because I don't know how far Mom could have gone. They had to eventually kill her, but...
I'm just glad they didn't bring in and do another Darren Stevens and just change
the new mom. Yeah, that would have been. Yeah, that's true. Because if you do the new mom, and then try to continue it on, but no, they let her die and they killed her off, and it was unreal how they twisted. They can't do that with Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, because this is before we already know what. So you just can't have a new Saul for a few episodes, and then he comes back in the next one, and it's the old Saul again.
So that ruined it for you in Bewitched. You're like,
As soon as that new Darren came in, I'm out.
And you know what?
Dick Sargent,
I happen to have read about this for some reason, but Bewitched, the ratings fell apart. Nobody liked the new one.
Really?
That was Dick York's job, man. But his back was so bad, and he was so drunk all the time. He couldn't walk, the original Darren. He could barely walk.
Like at the end, right?
The last season and a half, he could barely, not at the end of his life, during the filming.
Oh, wow.
He was so screwed up, then he was on pain pills and alcohol. And they started to notice, and he's like, I can't even come to work anymore. So then, you know, they got straightened out, but he was incapable. So they moved in the new guy. Didn't look anything like him.
No.
They should have just killed him and brought in a new one like they did when the show Valerie, when Valerie Harper had that show for a while.
Or bring in like Uncle Charlie and My Three Sons and have Dr. Bombay take care of the kids.
Right.
Stay in the house.
The mom's dead. Well, that's the premise of so many comedy shows. The parents are dead.
And Dora.
Who's going to watch them? But they've had plenty of those moments where you just sweep in a new person. When Valerie Harper didn't want to do the show anymore, they killed her. on the show. She was the show was called Valerie.
Now, how do you do that?
They killed her and then just changed it to the Hogan family and made it about Jason Bateman, which was a very funny show. But Sandy Duncan, Aunt Sandy, came in. Like, you can raise it. And right. They never once again mentioned that these kids had been through a tragedy with their mother, but because it was a contract dispute. So they just killed her. She's dead. She'll never come back.
Three's Company, just a new roommate, a new Chrissy.
Yeah, every couple of years.
Yeah. I don't remember Chrissy. They didn't kill Chrissy.
No,
she moved away.
She moved away with her father or something. Her dad was a minister.
But I couldn't remember. Was the new one also called Chrissy?
No.
No.
It was, well, the new one was generally Harrison.
Yeah.
Cindy,
yeah.
And then Cindy went away, and then they had Terry, the nurse. And right. Terry was no.
That's the only one I remember.
You don't remember Cindy? Super tall, generally Harrison. She was actually somewhat striking for a while. But it was Chrissy's cousin. That wasn't good. I know all these terribly. If I would aim my knowledge at something useful, I would be the smartest person in the world.
But when you got to do a documentary.
Here was
Cindy Brady.
Cindy was hot. Jenny Lee Harrison back in the day, she was like 6 feet two. She didn't look good in that picture, but she was like 6'2".
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was just, none of these are good.
No.
Well, there she is on the show.
There she is. Now we're cooking. And they dressed her up like Suzanne Summers, and they tried really hard, but. Credit to them. They didn't just kill her, which is great. And then Pamela Barnes played Terry. And she's probably.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm
like the most naturally pretty of all of them, but she was just lame. They tried because they were getting in trouble for the bimbo thing. So they brought in a blonde that was smart. She was a nurse. Remember when she was on that Kevin Smith movie and had three boobs? She was this.
No.
She was the fortune teller, and she opened up and she showed her cans. Rats. Yeah. She showed her cans.
That was her?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, stick with me, kid. Speaking of Kevin Smith, spoiler alert, everyone. Spoiler alert. The new He-Man Masters of the Universe thing, that he said that I would have a chance to voice but never ever got back to me, which we kind of knew. It was just more of a nice thing to say. Like, I'll call you later. One of those. Very Hollywood. We had him on the show. He announced that day he was doing the He-Man thing, right? I got very excited that I could be the next He-Man, Man-at-Arms, and all that other stuff. And Eric, we're never going to call you. I'm like, I know. It's a gimmick for the show. You're not going to get the job. I'm like, settle down.
We all know. You're all wrapped up in it.
You're all wrapped up like you're good. I'm like, settle down a little bit. I'm not, calm down.
Jesus.
I remember that was a great source of trouble that I was actually thinking I could do that. I'll be that.
No, you won't.
All right. Well, thanks for rooting for me. So,
still the seed of doubt of Christ.
But in a way, I'm glad I didn't, because everybody telling me stuff about what they've watched so far is that He-Man dies.
What?
In the first episode.
How does that happen?
What? Spoiler alert.
And She-Ra, or whatever, one of the girls, becomes the hero, and it's all girl power.
What?
I'm a big Kevin Smith guy, but I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out right now.
Of course you are. Why would you watch He-Man? Now, I don't know how true this is, or if it is or it isn't. But I'm saving you some time, people who are like, oh, you ruined it. Did I? Or did I save you a few hours
saved
of
it.
Life? Because I don't know what it is, but people are emailing me. Like I got five, and Frank Caliendo goes, have you watched the new He-Man? I'm like, no. Well, don't, because he's not in it. And I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, he's out. And I'm like, what do you mean he's out? He got fired? So they wrote him out. They kill He-Man, like, immediately.
What?
So He-Man's not even in the thing, and it's this big woke super girl power thing.
So it's like Girl Ghostbusters.
Frank said the guy at Man-at-Arms is a dude who sounds just like Liam Neeson. So he's just, it's pretty funny. He goes, that part I like is that the guy's like, don't worry about it. He'll come back. We'll make He-Man strong again. I'm like, oh, that's kind of good. If Man-at-Arms has that kind of juice. But it's basically, and I don't know if it's, who's the other one? She-Ra? Or who is that who his girl equivalent was?
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I think it was She-Ra.
I think it was, yeah.
I think that's who I read from the guy who told me, who said that. And I'm like, holy crap. Why bother? But the Masters of the Universe, I think.
She falls in love with Skeletor.
That says Tella.
Tella? I don't know. Got me, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know that well enough. I just know that if that's true, Tila.
Tila.
That's Tila. Tila. And then, of course, Man-at-Arms has to take over for Cringer. But yeah, Adam is gone right off the bat. Until later.
I think She-Ra was the spinoff.
Yeah, She-Ra was her own thing. Maybe it's Tila. I don't know which one it is. They said some girl takes over.
Because they're She-Ra.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but people who are excited about that kind of stuff, who are going into what? Well, you go to He-Man. You don't want He-Man to be dead in the first.
Right.
You don't want He-Man to.
I'm going to see He-Man.
You want to watch He-Man.
John, I'm three episodes in, and it's actually pretty good.
But he's dead, right?
I'll find out.
Find out. I don't know if I'm being sold or if this is it, but if I mean, if that's the case.
Well, Frank's not going to lie to you about it, would he?
Maybe. But no. it was multiple people saying.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if he comes back. Like it's some magical cartoon world that they bring him home. But
of course. It's comic books.
But it's more realistic this way. If he dies, he dies. If he dies, he dies. But I don't, I wouldn't watch that.
But you always
that.
Have a sorcerer that can conjure
five
a
episodes
spell.
In and it's not bad. Well, yeah, you have the wizard.
Yeah.
And this one guy emailed me, was furious about it. He's like, I wasted my, and they killed the thing, and he did girls, and Kevin Smith can eat her. And I'm like, wow. First off, way too into He-Man. It's either a like or don't like.
Tila is Man-at-Arms' daughter.
Oh, it is? Who's the mom? Killed her. Yeah. Valerie Harper. It's Valerie Harper. Killed her right off the show.
Bring in Maury.
Yeah, we need to find out who the mom is.
Sorry to break it to you, John, but yes, He-Man dies. Got in a fight with Derek Zellner in the first episode.
Oh, shoot, Clark. I could have told you that. You,
DZ.
DZ's like
Well, don't worry about it. I've got a good replacement.
Only problem with that is... It's like Mohammed. You can't draw DZ. Don't you conjure up a likeness of Derry. Burn your ass up. You try making an image of DZ with crayons. You burn your ass up.
Shoot. He's the man at whistle.
And I'm sorry to Derek Zellner for saying he was like Mohammed. Mohammed's just a regular god. DZ is the god. Shoot. Trying to draw DZ. You know what happened? Skeletor just turned into a big old pile of mummy dust. We'd be done with him. Suck. Man-at-Arms don't need... Man-at-Arms would be like, can I help? DZ would be like, I got this. Don't need anybody up here to beat a skeleton. Shoot, that's like beating Westwood back in the 80s. Walk in the park over those tiny Mexicans. Why don't you D-student stabby types take football up on your own time? Don't waste Dobson's time no more. We got Derek Zellner.
It does work pretty good. The Gilbert Tigers, he's got his battle cat.
That's true.
That's right.
Mr. Cringer.
Wow.
That's what we turned him. We turned the battle cat into Cringer. Gilbert Cringers, we called him. Shoot. Go over to Westwood and say, is this a home game or an away game? And all of them would go, I key. I'm like, I don't know what's going on over here. It's a here game. Whatever. Derek just tore them apart. 117-5, I think. And the only reason they got five is because Derek decided to try to kick a 100-yard field goal for him just for kicks. Just for shoots and giggles.
Missed it by...
Oh, he hit it.
Oh,
what do you mean
he
missed
it?
I said it was Derek Zellner. Missed it, Toledo. Come on. Shoot. Suck you.
Oh. Apparently we got... spoiler alert, they kill He-Man and Skeletor in the first episode, and they only appear in flashbacks.
Well, and Craig House says it's actually the Masters of the Universe, so it's not just He-Man, but the first couple episodes.
But it is He-Man at the end of the day.
Come on.
Yeah. They kill off He-Man. Tila becomes the new He-Man. Kevin Smith snuck up on the franchise and stabbed every fan in the back. If you kill He-Man, I mean, he is the star. Killing He-Man's like going to Cheers, doing a reboot, and having Sam's head lopped off in the first episode by murderers. He-Man
well,
is
well, it's
the,
obvious
he's
He-Man
a leader.
Didn't want to be in this.
Right. It was like, a contract dispute.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's had a contract issue.
Is this only supposed to be like one season, or is it going to continue to go on? Is it?
We couldn't come to an agreement, so I had to step away, and they killed me on the show. I've been erased.
Oh, that's too bad. So what are you going to do now?
I don't know.
I'm looking at some scripts.
DZ.
Yeah, we get the whole crew to get back together and do
DZ. You know what I'm saying.
I tried to get Derek Zellner to get one of them page boy haircuts to be more like He-Man, but he wouldn't go for it. I told him, I'm like, you're DZ. You could have a vagina and chicks would be all over your D.
As a matter of fact, He-Man should have a haircut like
you. Exactly. He-Man should cut his hair like DZ. Now you're He-Man. Looked like a twink before running around your pink outfit and a goddamn feminine haircut.
I wonder if that's what Mark Davis did for the Raiders. He-Man, big
he
fan.
He has a He-Man haircut.
And that's why he has hair all these years. I don't
know what that hair is. Anyway, what are you going to do? But yeah, so I was, if that's true, because like every show now is girl power. You can't have, they call it toxic masculinity to have a strong white male lead. And it's a cartoon, but he can't do it. What's
this
say?
Just posted today.
Masters of the Universe has so much He-Man in the next five episodes. Okay, so he
that
does.
That sounds like control there. They're trying to quiet it
down.
Well,
calm down, everybody. Yeah. He's not dead forever. Yeah. It's a cartoon.
Focus groups are going nuts right now.
You got to bring He-Man back. But I
Smith says he didn't see the backlash coming. People hating that he killed
He-Man. And by the way, for all of us who liked it, it was never called Masters of the Universe. It was He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. He was so good. That was the group that followed him. You don't have Jim Jones disassociated from the group. The group is not the star of the show. He was. That's He-Man in a different way, sort of. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can't kill off He-Man in the first one, although it is creating talk. They say he'll be back in the next season. We'll see.
With Jay and Silent Bob.
Well, it has to happen. Dave Eggleston was talking. We were talking about ZZ Top and the hookers and the sluts in the videos and stuff and how they're now in their mid to late 60s. And Brett looked at a couple of them, and a couple of them, I guess you'd say, held up. Yeah. It's just best they can. But the expiration.
They weren't fully sour milk.
You just saw a classy headshot. Everybody looks good at the Olin Mills. Brady.
Filtered.
Yeah.
But you don't want to see.
Seen that?
You don't want to see teardrop butt on a 6-year-old ZZ Top lady. You want to see him back. So I think the idea would be to redo the legs video with the original cast.
Oh.
And then have it be about like Ensure and Centrum Silver.
Or ARP.
Effordant.
Great ARP.
Yeah. And just have them walking around just like busting hit, or they get their walkers.
The village.
Yeah, they're old ladies.
That's where they would ride into.
Eggleston says a few years ago, we found out my grandma was a stripper and continually was a personal stripper for older men well into her 70s. She told us, but no one believed her because we didn't want to. And she was always BSing. Then she showed up to my friend's dad's 63rd birthday.
Come on.
Strippers turn into grandmas. In fact, strippers turn into grandmas in their 30s.
Oh, yeah.
So usually you got like, you know, you had one when you were 17. Then your daughter follows suit and has one when she's 17 or 18. Next thing you know, you're 38, 39 years old and you got yourself a grandkid. Because you were a stripper. Strippers have grandkids before even Mexican girls do, and that's saying something.
Clown car strippers. How can I help you?
That's what it is. So there's a lot of strippers who are grandmas. And Eggleston's grandma is one of them. Well into her 70s, she'd do private shows. Oh, that's a discount.
Spoiler alert, guys. So if you're into this, turn down your radio.
Into what?
Johnny dies in the first episode.
Toledo,
comes
ruined.
Back, then dies again as a boy in the fifth episode.
You can't say if you're into this. We don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's true.
He-Man?
Yes.
He dies twice?
According to this guy, in the fifth episode, he dies again, which...
They just keep killing. He's Kenny. He's the Kenny of He-Man.
Which is kind of funny.
You killed He-Man. You bastards! Well, we got to get Kevin Smith on the horn and yell at him a little bit. That ain't right.
He's busy now because they're doing... They start filming Clerks 3 next week.
They got to stop. Clerks was an accident.
Clerks was great.
Clerks,
first one's great.
Clerks was a complete and utter accident with terrible acting and a budget of $5.
That's what was so great about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. You cannot recreate
controlled
that magic.
Expectations.
Yeah.
None of the people in Clerks can act today. They never got better at acting.
Well,
Jason Mewes is the best one.
Rosario Dawson's in it because she was in two. So.
She was in Clerks too, which should have never happened. Clerks needed to stand by itself. And the fact that Kevin keeps reaching back into the Clerks bag tells me he's trying to re-grab that magic.
Yeah. Somebody throwing money at him.
He can't. Clerks wasn't that good. It just was. It's that perfect storm. It hit the slacker generation beautifully. It resonated with you because you look just like Dante. But you can't. Like Clerks 2 is a perfect example of trying to go to the well one too many times. And now if they're doing Clerks 3, Clerks in their 50s, you're not a clerk anymore. Or it's sad. The whole point of that. And the girl that was, Dante's girlfriend couldn't act. The corpse couldn't act. None of them. They were all bad. But that was what made it great. made it great because it was like, we could do this. Like, if we watch that together, we're like, Brett, you look just like Dante. I think we can put one of these together. It inspired my friend Steve to start making movies, Clerks, because all you needed was a handy cam and an idea. And evidently people would watch it. Anyway, we got ourselves a Jeremy out there. Signal Butte and Warner at the Safeway. Get all that water out there to him. Help out the Phoenix Rescue Mission. This thing's going well. The Operation Hydration going well. We need more. But you guys have always helped us out, so thank you. What's on the big board of musical treats today?
All right, Wake Up Song, brought to you by our friends over there at Action Ride Shop. You're looking for a new bike. They got all the brands, Kona, Pivot, Rocky Mountain, you name it. They can get it for you, all the accessories. Plus, you can cruise in there and pick up our new coffee. The 5-Alarm Blend is available there locally. So you don't even have to order it online. Just cruise in there, get your coffee fix. At Action Ride Shop on Facebook, as well as on Instagram, over there on Gilbert Road and Southern. And it's pretty much all ZZ Top.
Yep.
It's pretty much what most people called him for. Well, and we got one Metal Church song in there.
I used to hear Guillotine by Metal Church. No.
But,
no. I play all of the ZZ Top songs.
Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, Tush, Tube Snake Boogie, Just Got Paid.
Man.
LaGrange, Under Pressure, Cheap Sunglasses.
I think my favorite ZZ Top song is Under Pressure.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that's, I Got the Six is pretty solid too, but
it is.
But Under Pressure is probably the most. Tush is the funniest, cutest one that everybody remembers. Oh, I'm talking about booty. That
Tube Snake Boogie was the funniest.
Yeah. Tube Snake Boogie's pretty good.
And Pearl Necklace is the, you got the comedy.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is, I didn't realize how weird Al they
LaGrange is solid. But.
Yeah, Under Pressure is probably the best one. You want to go with that?
Yeah.
Cheap Sunglasses isn't bad either. That came on after.
Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers is pretty good,
that's a good. That's a good list. If you put that together and just did a ZZ Top night, that'd be a pretty good play. Let's do that one. Let's do Under Pressure.
All right.
Because that thing gets going. Was that off the...
It's on Eliminator, too.
It's on Eliminator. Yeah. What an album, man. God, that thing is ridiculous. That's six hits off of that thing. Sharp Dressed Man, Legs, Under Pressure,
Lovin'.
Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Then they had the video for TV Dinners, even though it wasn't
Dinners
a huge song, but it was,
was pretty cool.
That little green monster in the video and stuff. There was no chicks in that video.
Right, which is why it's not as memorable. They knew where their bread was buttered. But yeah, ZZ Top loses their guy to shoulder and hip surgery, which is rough for me because I had shoulder surgery. I'm going to have hip surgery in the next year.
Your second strike's coming up.
I got both of them are going to go. I'm still full of gels and fluids just to keep these things moving.
We're doing the stem cell thing.
I'm thinking about maybe going down to Mexico. I'm going to talk to Steve Byrne about that tomorrow because he's got a buddy who goes to Mexico for that. Megan ran into a lady who goes to Mexico for butt implants.
Uh-oh.
She's had three of them done.
Megan need butt plant?
No. Okay. Didn't. Like, she wasn't like inquiring. This lady's ass was so big. You had to. Where'd you get that?
Gotcha.
That's
like
not
cocoa normal. Ass.
It was double cocoa.
Oh, no kidding.
Whoa.
The double cocoa. And she's known her for a while. And she knows that it went from nothing to something. Like this is not just a bad a diet. And she goes, I went to Mexico. And then what she had to do is like put on a bunch of weight first, and then go down there and they stuff her full of padding, and then she jogs off or has it sucked out of her tummy so the waist goes. And she's like, I want a bigger one. Went
so
back
she
again.
She manufactured her own butt implant.
Put another 25 pounds on, hoping it all goes ass. Spreads that stuff out, stretches the skin. It's just like what James Gunn was doing.
Wow.
He was starving the fat girls so their skin was looser. When he cut it off, the suit would fit him. You want a size 14? James Gunn, I don't know what he'd do today. The ass part would be such a struggle for him to try to sew a skin
Come
suit.
Come on. A lot of overcoats.
A lot of like hoods. Yeah. Like a ton Hoodies. Of like giant executioner hoods. You can make two suits out of some of these asses. But, yeah, so going to Mexico and getting your work done is kind of the new cool thing to do. So the stem cells, because they use real dead babies down there. We just use, stuff from the placenta, and ours isn't the same. They use the cracked open, suck it out of their spine dead babies. The morality of it is definitely horrifying. But if it cures
babies
arthritis.
Babies walk into the clinic and say, I'm happy to donate.
Right, yeah. The really good ones will. I don't like my parents. This isn't working out. I'd like a higher cause. Well, that's very brave of you, baby. Da baby would go in there. Oh, y'all want to get somebody? I ain't got no HIV/AIDS like them dirty ass.
Well, he's going to need the money now, so he better get in there.
Third video. Did you see the new one he put out?
No.
Put out another one. He's holding up a sign that says AIDS. And then he starts talking about AIDS again and then has some lady service him and he kicks her out. I don't know what it's about. The weirdest thing. DaBaby's lost it. He has lost it about this AIDS thing. And Elton John's mad at him now, so you know it's over.
Yeah.
Because Elton and the GLAAD people are like, there needs to be punishment for this.
Or a duet happens.
But, yeah. Eminem did it.
Yeah, that's true.
They make up.
That would be great. Elton John and DaBaby. That's what I want to see. 70-year-old Elton and DaBaby, who just clearly struggles with his ability to express himself about homosexuality and AIDS.
They redo Philadelphia Freedom.
Mm.
Whole new topic.
Well, that's what...
it's not about the tennis team.
DaBaby's message was, I'm just practicing my freedom to be me, just like you want to be. Like, he's basically saying, I'm free to say what I want to say, just like you are. But then holding up that AIDS sign and having... It's a weird video. He's lost. But it's interesting to watch him kind of go through this. And he's not apologizing, but he's not really making sense. Like, if he had a stance, you'd be like, what are you saying? Because it sounds like you're mad, but you keep saying it's for... But, I mean, it's hard to say that your message is positive when you're like these dirty-ass, gross with AIDS, dying in 2 and 3 weeks. Like, I don't know that you're taking a good stance, DaBaby.
You don't have to worry about, I don't think, any sponsorships or anything.
No. Should be good.
It's probably selling records.
Maybe. He's getting his name out there. But I'm with you, Brady. I'd like him to wander in and DaBaby could give us his stem cells because that's where they come from. We have to abort DaBaby. Are you ready, Richard?
Yep.
Under pressure. ZZ Top. We lost him. Another one gone. Yeah, this song's great. Plug that thing in deeper. Mmm, said DaBaby.
To the bass.
Whoa. What's going on with your wires? Anyway, ZZ Top. 72, they say?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Should have gone to the core. They'd have done that surgery properly. Right? I'm still here. It's 7:15. Here you go. It's ZZ Top. So long, boys. This is all on Toledo right there. That's a cover band. What did you just download? Boo to you. How hard is it
to throw up?
Here, I'll find it.
I'll find it, too. Jesus Christ, man. How dare you? How dare you? You're already covering him because he can't. He's dead. Play the original for crying out loud. What's the matter with you? What site are you on? Toledo's Music? Where'smydad.com?
Top covers.
Once the commercial's over, I got it.
Brett's got it already.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me. K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.